views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And today, folks, we're talking about trust.
We were talking about trust. But now on this segment, we're going to be talking about love and
sex.
We're
going to talk about
the
love.
About the good stuff.
The good stuff, guys. The meat and potatoes. I hope we got rid of all our technical difficulties so you can actually hear what we have to say.
Yeah. Give a call in. What's the number?
If anybody wants to get in touch with us and have a mini reading, our number is 1-800-930-2819, and we would love to hear from you. And you can get a little quick mini reading from us. Now, if you want to have a great reading with Artie, and I mean great, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And
for Sky, if you want to get a personal reading with Sky, just call 908-500-1474, and we will blow you out of the water.
Yes, we will.
It's what we do best.
Uh-huh. And now we're going to talk about the good stuff.
Yeah, so when it comes to love, you know, there's nothing better that when you're in a relationship is when you have chemistry with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, chemistry rules overall. And I always told people, you know, since forever, it makes no difference how much money you have, how good looking the person is, or anything in a material aspect. If the one thing that attracts one person to another is someone who possesses confidence, and there's also this dynamic chemistry that people have. And a lot of times you could feel it within a kiss.
Yes.
And, you know, kissing is very, to me, very sensual. It's
very sexual.
Very sexual, very sensual. And, you know, if you're not feeling it within the kiss when you're with somebody, if you're not feeling it there, then it ain't happening.
Yeah, because that's where it starts. It starts with the skin. It starts with the lips. But mostly, you know, believe it or not, I saw a documentary.
But there's a lot of emotional stimulation.
I saw a documentary. I think it was the History Channel, believe it or not. And they had human sexuality. And it starts with a touch. If you feel a spark or an energy or a connection from a touch, it usually tells you that there's going to be more if that's what you're headed for with that person. And then the kiss, it's the swapping of the liquids, the body fluid, that starts the process of the hormones and the pheromones beginning in your body. It's the smell of the other person. It's the touch of the skin. It's, believe it or not, the body fluids that are going from a kiss to a kiss that actually stimulates your pheromones, not hormones. They're called pheromones. And there's a lot of perfumes out there that work on that premise of the pheromones, so that you're sexually attracted to the other person while wearing that perfume.
Well, I know that when, you know, there are certain perfumes that girls wear, it instantly stimulates me.
Yeah.
Definitely with the smell.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't even know that. No, you know what? One that consists, like every other girl that I ask when they say, oh my God, you know, I'll mention to them, somebody smells really good. It's like every other girl that I ask that question, wow, what are you wearing? They say happy.
Happy.
Something about their perfume of happy.
Yeah, it does.
Smells good. Yeah, but not all colognes and perfumes smell the same on those people.
That's exactly right. It changes with body chemistry.
It changes with body chemistry. And, you know, so there are different things. You know, some people are turned on by the physicalness. Other people are turned on by the security. Other people are turned on by personality. Other people are turned on by charisma. Other people are turned on by spirituality. Some people are turned on by the intellect.
Yes.
You know, you could have all the important other ingredients, but, you know, if your partner is as dumb as nails and you can't have a stimulating conversation or you know, they're out of left field, the dynamics of the relationship will only last so long.
Right, right. Of course, you have to be in sync with that person in so many aspects. It's not only a physical aspect.
Right. It's definitely an emotional.
But let me retract that.
Go ahead.
There are some people out there who are just looking for the physical and not the emotional, psychological, or spiritual aspect of a relationship. They just want to go out there, fulfill their needs, and then go on to the next person. And believe it or not, those are people that usually have sex addictions. It's a big industry, yeah, sex addictions.
Based on
just the need to fulfill their sexual desires with many different people and not a physical, mental, spiritual relationship.
Right. Well, a lot of times that stems off from also childhood experiences. People who have been raped are going to be have sexual addictions. People who have been abandoned.
Yes.
Will have sexual addictions.
Yes.
And it's that yearning, wanting to connect really, really bad to their loved one or to somebody. They want to connect. They want that feeling. And so they feel like through sex that they're going to get it. And in that moment, it might make them feel good. But once that moment is over, if there's no emotional connection there for them during the physicalness, once it's over, it's like they feel depleted again and they go chasing after that high.
Exactly.
It's literally like a coke addiction or something.
Yes.
It's an addiction and they're always chasing after that high.
Exactly. And they never have enough.
It's never enough. And a lot of people feel like that they need to constantly get that reassurance from a bunch of other people to feel their self-worth.
Yes.
By being wanted. But, you know, but it's not about them. It's about the other person just wanting to fill their sexual needs.
Yes, it's all about sexual needs.
You know, and I tell a lot of people that if you want to build a healthy relationship, all right, I wouldn't go to the bedroom right away.
Exactly.
You want to build a relationship based on, you know, your emotions, based on chemistry, based on personality and your desires and stuff. People who, you know, go to the bedroom right away, a lot of times where the other one person is looking for a long-term relationship or they're afraid that the other person's going to reject them, so they'll allow themselves to go to bed right away. But then the other person who, once they get the sex, like, all right, I've had it, that's it. But if the person is really into you and you want a long-term relationship, then build the relationship based on your personalities, based on your personal desires, and just, you know, the sex will slowly come thereafter. And to me, sex is like the icing on the cake.
Absolutely. Me too.
You know, it is. Sex is icing on the cake to, like, commensurate your that beautiful love, that beautiful feeling of what the two of you feel for one another. But if you're in it, there are some people who just want to have sex just to get it out of their system, and they could be totally emotionally detached and they want it just for the short run. Under those circumstances, by all means, if it's not about having a relationship and the both of you agree, like, hey, listen, let's just, you know, there are people, friends with benefits.
Yes.
They just like to get it out of their system or to get that fulfillment, and then they go right back into their life.
Exactly, exactly. But you know what? If you are looking for that long-term relationship, like Artie says, you don't run to the bedroom right away, because that really clouds the issue. That clouds, it puts a barrier up between you learning more about the person and letting that sexual experience like bombard you. Instead of learning about that person's goodness, their quirks, instead of learning about what they like and dislike, the chemistry between you, instead of letting that all happen, you go straight to the bedroom and you build a relationship primarily on sex. It's like building a house without a foundation, because at that point you have no foundation. All you have is a sexual relationship to start with. And to me, to build a relationship like that is to have a house built on no foundation, you know? And that's for a long-term relationship. I'm not saying that it doesn't have its place in society to have those short-term flings, or, you know, for people who don't want to make commitments. You know, it's a part of life. It's one of the best parts of life. It's free, and you get a lot of fulfillment out of it, yes. But if you're not looking to make a long-term commitment,
then,
maybe that's,
you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, as they say.
There you go.
There you go. No, but a lot of people, you know, it is, it's a fulfillment, and it makes people feel good in the moment, and sex is a great gift that God has given us.
Oh,
God blesses. So,
yes.
You know, it's an awesome feeling. But like I said, so long as both of you agree that it's just a, you know, it's just a physical thing in the moment, then by all means, go ahead and go for it, you know. But there are times where people do, where they feel like at first, like they both agree, all right, it's just going to be a short term and that's it. And then all of a sudden, one of them gets emotionally attached.
Yeah.
And then you're screwed. All right, everyone, stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
We'll be right back.
yourself. You know it's a must. Gotta have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the Spirit in the sky. He's gonna recommend you to the Spirit in the sky. That's where you're gonna go.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and this segment we are talking about love and sex. That's what I'm talking about.
The best thing.
That love and feeling.
It's, you know what? It's free. It's the best feeling you'll ever have in your whole life.
No, it's not always free. You know, being pregnant could cost you for the rest of your life.
This is so true.
You know?
Yes. And when you say it's not always free, there are people who pay for
the rest of their lives.
That's right.
All of a sudden, you know, when you allow your, you know, that thing to be put in that other thing.
That special feeling.
That's right. All of a sudden, you know, it's going to be costing you for the rest of your life.
You bet.
So, you know, it becomes that emotional attachment. And, you know, there are people who chase after other people when they are not emotionally available.
Exactly.
You know, if somebody is chasing after somebody, if the other person is married and they're waiting for the other person to leave the relationship, that could take forever. You know, they're hoping that, I'll give you an example. There was a person who I was reading for today, and, you know, she is with a married person. And, you know, he's got six kids.
Wow.
He's got six kids. And she was asking me, Artie, do you see me being with him? Will we ever be together as far as a couple? I said, let me tell you something. This fella, I said, all his problems are going to become your problems. It will be your biggest nightmare.
Yes.
And I felt it and I saw it and I see what a big giver she is. I said, oh, my God. I said, he's going to end up becoming more controlling over you. He's going to end up sucking you dry of money. I said, oh, my God, please don't.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain people who are good just as a relief pitcher. You know, I said, so what happens is that a lot of people get emotionally sidetracked because they think that their partner who they're with, that, oh, they are going to be my everything, not to realize that they're good for the physical aspect, all right? They satisfy you emotionally, sexually, but it's on a part-time basis. But if you were to take that person's full character and everything they're about and incorporate that person into your life,
it would be a disaster.
Yeah, do you really think that, I mean, sometimes, once in a while, it does work. It's not always bad. But a lot of times, they mistake that dessert, thinking that that dessert could become their main course.
Right.
And it's not that way.
It isn't that way at all. That's why we advise people, like I said, if you go into sex right away in a relationship, you're building a house without a foundation. That's the foundation, guys. You have to know if you're compatible. And if you're compatible in the bedroom, well, that's the icing on the cake, like Artie was saying. But to go into a relationship, it's so important to first learn who your person is. Learn their likes and dislikes. Because you know what? That is what you live with constantly. As you get older, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but what I'm told is as you get older, sex gets less and less. I'm pretty old, and it still hasn't slowed down for me, but I'm happy about that. But I think that in the majority of cases, as you get older, you know, you're not a teenager anymore. You don't live for the sex. You live for the person and the love that you have built up over the years.
You know, you're killing it for me. That doesn't work for me in my world.
And I'm not saying it's for everybody's world. In my world, it's a very important part of my relationship with my husband. It's a very important. I would say it's 75% important.
That's wow.
It is. And
now,
for,
yeah, to have that sexual connection is very important to connect on that level.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there are people who do have relationships where it's a sexless relationship and it works perfect for them, and God bless you.
I understand that.
Yeah, but, you know, for whatever reason, there are some relationships, who knows, it could be medical reasons, it could be emotional, whatever it is. But then how affairs start is that when one person has a strong desire for sex and wanting to be loved and wanting to be nurtured, and the other person has no desire.
So what do you do?
So do you just stay there and be loyal to somebody who is not giving you sex, who is not giving you emotional support?
That's a very hard question.
You know, and my whole attitude is either, I mean, put it this way, when I've been in that situation in previous and I left because I'm the type of person, I can't have a physical,
I cannot have a
physical relationship. I won't have a physical relationship with somebody else while I am invested with somebody else. I sooner leave so that I could do my thing, you know, and just be myself and have my freedom.
In other words, he doesn't cheat.
Right. So, you know, in the physical sense, wait, I will admit, did I have an emotional affair?
Yeah.
I had an emotional affair before, and that was stimulating. But I told her, I said, I will not sleep with you because I was married at the time, and I can't.
Yeah.
You know, but I try to put my energy into my partner to try to have that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
I wanted that. And, you know, and she just got caught up in her own world doing her own thing. And when you starve your partner in that department emotionally and or sexually, if you're not feeding them, they will go to, you know, eventually they will go to somebody else to get that part satisfied. If not, it's going to be nothing but pandemonium, problems,
fighting
constantly.
Right.
And the fight, you know, a lot of people pick fights and they over exaggerate what the problem is. And the problem really, it's minute. But the real reason is that they're not being emotionally and sexually satisfied.
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm married 43 years. And you say, somebody that's married 43 years with the same person, oh, that sounds boring. You've been with the same person for 43 years. But it's not. It's like every time is a new time. And you know something, folks? That stuff about, oh, you've been with the same person for so many years, it's like it's no fun, that is so not true. That is just so not true. Because every day is a different day. Every sexual relationship, every sexual, interlude, is a different one. It's not like, well, I don't know if it is for everybody else, but like I like to, you know, make it different. I like to
invest, to change it up.
Invest myself maybe in something cutesy to wear, or you know, a bubble bath.
I've always loved lingerie. I love it,
yes.
Yeah. It's the mystique of it, you know? And
yes.
It's a lot of times it's sexier to see your partner in just a little bit than it is to see them
out. So true.
And,
that's what keeps them thinking, and that's what keeps them going, folks. And that's what keeps every sexual interlude different.
And right now, we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
We're going to have sex.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and
Stay with me. Now, you know, sometimes, guys, you know, you're married a long time, and a lot, you have a life going on, and you have kids, and there's so many things to do, and so many places to go, and so much work that you're doing during a day, both husband and wife, that you get a little tired, and you start pushing your sex life to the side. Is that really a good idea? Or is that something that you should really take more seriously? It's for the betterment of yourself and your partner. Because you're giving so much to everybody else. You're working so hard. You're giving so much to everyone else, your kids, your pets, your house, your bills, your job. Should you not be making you at certain times, number one?
Well, what happens is that when women, once they start having kids, they put all their energy and effort into their kids instead of their partner, or, you know, they're working full time, they have to take care of the house, they take care of the kids, and all that stuff. And, you know, it's rough because then the male feels neglected. Or sometimes it's the male that, you know, sometimes it's the opposite, where the male actually does more of the work with the kids while the woman, you know, because if he's a Mr. Mom and stuff like that.
These days.
You know,
that wasn't in my world, folks.
You know, but this is where communication pulls through. Yeah. This is where communication with each other pulls through, and to work out your circumstances with each other and work out your deals with each other.
Right, and even if you have to meet your husband at a location, like for lunch one day, and you know, I've been married 43 years, and I've got a lot of experience behind my belt about these things because I've had four kids and I've had the house and I've had the job and the busy life and everything. And there are just some times that it gets swept under the carpet, but you can't allow that to happen in a good relationship. So what do you have to do? So you call your husband up and you make a date and you go out, meet him for lunch.
Or a wonderful thing to do is, like, you know, for those of you who are constantly busy, it's like, oh, it's impossible.
And you're tired.
And you're tired and the whole nine yards. So the best thing to do, and, you know, to try to make plans to the spur of the moment, oh, he'll never go up there, he's always working later, whatever. But if you already pre-planned a bed and breakfast, say, a month in advance, or you already pre-planned something special on a weekend or to get away where you already booked it, and it's already super fantastic that you've done, then, you know, at least you could plan your schedule around this special event.
Right, and it's a reconnection, guys, and you need that. You really, really need it. Never put your sex life on the back burner.
But if you're not feeling it with each other, there are times
well,
where people, then it's up to you. It's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's sad for, there are so many men, you know, I was just talking to somebody who does massages on a regular basis. And she was telling me she feels really sad for a lot of guys who support their wives. You know, they take care of the kids and their wives. And like, literally, they'll go a year or two without sex. Or
what?
They'll have sex literally once a month or a few times a year, and that's it. Because their wives, they don't even care about having sex. They're just into doing their life and taking care of the kids. And to them, the sex isn't even that important.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Yeah, and this is a girl who does massages with guys on a regular basis.
Yeah,
you know, a friend of mine, and she says I feel so sad for these lonely guys in these relationships.
I can't believe that a man would.
There's no way in God's creation would I be in a relationship.
No, that is not a relationship.
I could not survive.
That's a business partnership. That's not a relationship.
Yeah, that's not, you know, and yet she says even a lot of these guys, they won't even have affairs. But there, again, there are these guys who do. But let me tell you something. If you use sex as a tool and you choose not to have sex with your partner, guarantee you, your partner eventually is either going to become one of those postal workers and start killing people, or they're going to have an affair. What else is there to do? What you expect them to be loyal, and not just for the guys to the women, but also women for the guys.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways.
Absolutely.
So if you're being sexually starved and you're yearning for it, what else is there to do? Seriously. So it's either you have that conversation with your partner, which is very rarely happens unless you live in Iowa, you know, where Mormons are, and you say, hey, honey, we're going to have an open relationship and you be with whoever you want. I'll be with whoever I want. And there are some couples who do that.
I don't think it works that way.
But eventually it ends up giving way. There are people who do that, and I've met people who do that.
Yes, no, I know.
But eventually something gives, because what happens is that all of a sudden you find that special connection with someone else, and it's not with your partner.
Right.
Whereas the other partner wants to keep on doing this, but it's like all of a sudden your partner found someone else that's even better, and now they want to grow with somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in between my marriages, I was explaining to someone that, you know, I prefer to be in a relationship personally myself because I like to grow with somebody. When I'm dating, it sounds, you know, cool. It sounds, I won't say romantic, but it just sounds, say, cool. Because, you know, my brother used to live vicariously through me.
Yes.
Because he's married to the same person since forever, you know, and stone ages. And so it's like when I was in my dating stages and I was going from person to person, he would say, oh, so where did you go? Who are you with? What did you do? You know, the whole nine yards. He wanted to know everything.
Yeah.
And he says, oh my God, you're so lucky. You know, the spice of life.
Yeah.
But like I said, what happens is that when you start dating around with different people, your partners who you're hanging with, you know, all of a sudden they have these expectations.
Yeah.
There's always that one or two people, all of a sudden they want to see you more.
Right.
Whereas you might not want to see them as often.
Right.
And then you wanted to keep on dating. Or maybe you feel obligated and you're going to see them a little more. And then the other people are saying, well, what about me? Or You know, and it gets really, really crazy when you start dating her. It does. It gets complicated. I don't have time for complications.
I hear you.
You know?
I forgot about how to date. I don't think I could date. I mean, I don't even know how to date.
If they had enough money, you'd learn, trust me.
I would learn how to date.
All right. If they take you in all to all these nice restaurants and the sex is that good, you would learn really quickly.
Learn.
And you're going to learn to stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're the one that I want. You're the one that I want.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Thank you for coming back to our wonderful show. And we do have a good show today. We're talking about sex, and that's always
and
a happy
love.
Thing. And love and rock and roll.
Yeah, baby.
But you know what? There is relationships that are built on no sex at all. There are partnerships. Both individuals will go their own way for that aspect of their lives, but together they make a good pair, let's say in business, or they make a good pair for raising children, or one of them is gay and one of them is straight, and the one who's gay doesn't want to come out of the closet because of, let's say, Capitol Hill reasons, because they work for the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They work for the government, or they work on Capitol Hill, or they're senators, or governors, or whatever. And is that something that, you know, you could really buy? Is that something you could live with? I know I couldn't.
You know, there. You know, every relationship holds its own dynamic. And there's no right or wrong. It's what works within the relationship. I would probably say the biggest misfortune that people do to each other is by staying in relationships where the love isn't there, or they're staying together because of the kids, or they're staying together for all the wrong reasons, or they're emotionally codependent, or they're financially codependent. But if you're not in love or loving, at least loving your partner or appreciating your partner, and you need to accept each other for who you are. And a lot of arguments happen because you want your partner to be who you want them to be, or vice versa. They want you to be who they want you to be. And you're not accepting each other for who you are.
Right.
And that's
a big issue.
That's a major, major issue. And so, again, this is what happens with a lot of these relationships where there's always this bickering going on. And no one's seeing each other from each other's point of view. They're only looking at it from their own point of view. And again, you know, a lot of times people feel like they're walking on eggshells and it's not healthy. And then you end up talking about your partner behind their back because you're so angry, so frustrated, and you're making every single person that you come across your therapist because you keep on repeating the same problems over and over and over again. And that's not healthy, you know, that's not healthy at all. So again, a lot of people I feel like are caught in their relationship is for financial reasons also. A huge amount of it is financial reasons,
right?
Which is a shame.
It
and, you know, people get stuck in this survival mode and they just go through the motions and, you know, and God gives you free will. And so it's you can't just blame everything on God why life stinks or why your relationship stinks or things could be better. I mean, they could be better, you know, but it's like, what are you willing to do about it? And other people will just keep on living their life with rose-colored glasses, like everything's fine or no, we're okay.
And until they hit that brick wall.
Right.
Because you will hit a brick wall. There's no doubt. Because one of you are going to get sick and tired. You're human. One of you are going to lash out and say, enough is enough. I want to enjoy every aspect of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So one of you are going to lash out. One of you are going to go in the direction of sex. And if the other one doesn't, he's left or she's left in the dust. And, you know, you could love that person very much. And you don't really, and you didn't want it to get this far. And it has. So we're giving you all these scenarios, but we're not telling you how to solve it. So, you know, you have to look into your soul and you have to find out what it's worth to you and if it's worth solving. And if it is worth solving, there's so many different things you can do.
a lot of people end up using their relationship that they're in to keep peace or to keep everybody else's life balanced, whether it be their kids, their partner, or, you know, their social life or whatnot. And then these people are the same people who express themselves emotionally and sexually with someone else to balance that other part of their life. And there are people who keep this going for not only months, but this has gone on for years.
That's like living two lives.
Yeah, it is like living two lives.
Too much for
and,
me.
And it just gets to be too much. And you know, it could be fun and exciting at first, but then when you have to constantly BS your partner and, you know, run behind closed doors.
And be sneaky.
And you're not living a happy and a healthy life. And then one person's waiting for the other person to leave their relationship so they could live together in happily bliss forever and ever. And I got news for you. I've seen, again, many times where the relationships actually did come together, where the person they were having an affair with, they ended up being together, they ended up being married. And that relationship ended up going to crap. And then what happens is because the relationship started off on a very negative basis,
right,
that all of a sudden there are trust issues in that relationship and says, well, if you did it to me or if you did it to your partner,
right,
what makes you think you wouldn't do it to me?
That's so true.
And then there becomes all these control issues and yada, 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 yada.
And that's always in the back of your other partner's mind. If you did it to this one, you can do it to me. And, you know, sometimes that is true. But, you know, look in back of that. Look of what pushed that person to do that. You know, and nobody is the same. So you really have to give the other person the benefit of the doubt.
Make healthy choices.
Absolutely.
Make healthy choices, meaning, you know, do you want to stay in this relationship? You know, do you want to keep this gravy train riding? Is it really, you know, can you work on something that's better than what you got now? And rather than looking at your relationship as a life sentence, why don't you look at it that this is just temporary and work on a bigger plan, work on a better plan. If you can't improve matters with your partner, with a counselor, or talking to each other, all right, then at least start to work on something that's better, whether it be just you being on your own for a little while, which isn't so bad.
No, it's not.
Or maybe it is with somebody else, but you got to start working on some other benefit. You got to work for yourself, something that's bigger and better than what you have allowed yourself to get, you know, involved in.
And what Audie said is so true. Maybe, you know, if you're in a long-term relationship and things are going south, maybe it is good to have a mutual separation for a period of time to get your head together, to find out if that person still means that much to you that you want to salvage the relationship. And sometimes that works out for the best, and sometimes it doesn't. And if it does, all well and good. But you know that you've tried everything you could possibly do to salvage that relationship. So you can go out of it with peace of mind and into something new, clean.
And you don't feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Right.
You know. So again, you know, live within peace of mind for yourself. Give your partner the benefit of the doubt. If you feel like you're getting beat up, then it's your choice to move out, step out, or to improve. But, you know, just don't accept the same crappy things just as they are.
You know, I read for a girl one time, and she was in a relationship, and there was no talking to her husband whatsoever. He would just turn away.
We have to wrap up.
To get to the bottom of the story, she couldn't have any kind of dialogue with him. So I told her it's time to move on because you have to have two to tango.
All right, everybody. Listen up. We wish you all the best of
yes,
luck in life. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Hopefully you make all the right choices that satisfies your heart. And again, when you're happy, then the people around you will be happier.
This is true, guys.
Until next week, everybody, stay well and stay happy.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.